I got a friend who was kicked out of Catholic seminary many years back for admitting he was gay. I guess if he'd been a pedophile too, he could have been a priest. Even a gay pederast known to his parishioners would have been okay, although the bishop or cardinal or pope might want to move him along to other parishes that didn't know his history. I like to say, it takes a lot of faith to be religious. My buddy lost his faith. He couldn't quite square up a church that professed love for his fellow man in the abstract, but not in the particular. All I can say, as an outsider and even an infidel, they lost a good man, a thoughtful man, and a man with a very big heart. Religion is a topic best alone I've learned the hard way. For a while, the South End Diner had the Bible study group descend on two of their too few tables. They only ordered coffee, no breakfast, and drank refill after refill without leaving much of a tip or a thank you either. Anita, the owner back then, watched her business going downhill, mostly when her other regulars got sick of the debates over Leviticus. She finally asked them to go somewhere else. They were curdling the eggs. And besides, she told them, morality shouldn't be as hard-boiled as you gentlemen make it. Live and let live, but nevertheless, she wanted them to live somewhere else half the damn mornings of the week. Jezebel, they called her. But not to her face, of course. Nita was much loved down here and known by all as tough but fair. Take it back to the church, she told them, and if I want to join, I will. We actually got a little church on the south end, a little white chapel in the ravine, a non-denominational congregation that ministers to quite a few of us sinners. Comfort and fellowship come in many forms and myriad faiths. Debating which one is the correct one, well, I leave that to the righteous. Me, I just try to do as little harm as I can and stay out of their way. Figuring out the universe, trust me, that's not in my pay grade.